Terwilliger, Brother, St. Helena, California, February 11, 1908. My brother Terwilliger, some time ago you sent me word that you thought you could let me have, on interest, quite a large sum of money. I was very thankful to receive this word from you, but later you were disappointed. Your expectations were not realized. Now, if you cannot loan me money at present, can you direct me to other brethren or sisters in Dakota who have money to loan and would be willing to lend to me at a moderate rate of interest? Please inquire concerning this. I need more means for the publication of my books. The message of truth must go to our cities and towns, as it is not yet gone. We must take hold in earnest. I was so pleased with the prospect of obtaining the means of which you wrote, and for the time my mind was relieved of its burden. But the Lord understands the situation. I will not murmur at His providences. Some have wondered that I should be laboring under the embarrassment of debt. There are few who know the extent of our labors in new fields, and the demands that have been made upon me for the advancement of the work in America, in Europe, and in Australia. In new fields there are many churches to be built, and many new missionary enterprises to be started. Sometimes it is needful that we have the money right at the time when hearts are being stirred and the Spirit of God is making its impressions. This is the time to put forth earnest, faithful efforts for the upbuilding of the work. In our early labors in this cause, my husband and I sought to know the movings of the Spirit of God upon hearts. We sought earnestly to improve the time and not let opportunities pass by unimproved. We felt that we must work earnestly to gather means, that the ministers who were preaching the message might be supported in their different fields of labor. At first, we believed that the Lord was coming in 1843, and thought that the Scriptures sustained us in this belief. But the time passed, and then came a great trial of our faith. After this, the Lord sent to us the light regarding the fourth commandment, and showed us the importance of keeping the seventh day. Many other important features of faith were revealed to us, which at first we had not understood. Then we could see the great mercy of God in giving us a tarrying time. We needed to have a better understanding of many things. There was a great work yet to be done. The Scriptures were to be more fully investigated. The world was to be warned. The light was to shine forth in our cities. We felt the need of giving the warning message to places that had not been worked. As laborers together with God, it is our duty to keep in mind that we are not left to be guided in the work by our human intelligence alone. Angels of God are waiting to do the Lord's bidding concerning us. Our duty is to work patiently, to be self-denying in the use of our means, to be content with simple food, to save wherever we can, that our means may be invested in the cause of God. In Australia, as the work advanced, it became necessary to erect many simple houses of worship. We appointed tent meetings and camp meetings. Some who were unable to attend these meetings, unaided, I helped, so that they might go. Those were powerful camp meetings. The light that shone forth from the Word of God touched and brought conviction to the hearts of many of the hearers. The truth that was preached was seen to be the truth of God. We gave away many of our large and small books to families who were unable to buy them, asking them to read them and to lend them to their neighbors. In this way, we set one family to work for neighboring families. They would come together and read the books aloud. As a result, conviction was brought to the hearts of some, and souls were converted. Our tent meetings were most effective in removing prejudice. Meetings were also held in different places in the open air. I spoke before many companies in the open fields under the shade of the trees, and the Spirit of the Lord made the word spoken effective to many who heard. In this way, we were able to reach some who would not be persuaded to enter a church or hall. Since the death of my husband, I have continued this kind of work with the help of my sons. Often I have had to invest means that it was hard to spare in order to make it possible to build a meeting house. I do not regret what I have done in investing means in the cause. Rather, I am thankful that I have been able to do this. But I must now hasten out my books in such a way that I shall be relieved of this load of indebtedness. My books must be sold, and from their sale I must pay my workers. I must continue to make gifts to some who are unable to purchase and who need the instruction they contain. I have many more writings to come before the people, for I have kept a record of all my travels and labors. I am seldom able to sleep after 4 in the morning, and in the early hours I am writing constantly. I am thankful that the Lord gives me strength to do so much. In all my labors by pen and voice, I have sought to arouse church members to do the work God demands of His servants in the home, in the church, and in the neighborhood. Everywhere there is missionary work to be done. There are all classes of people to be labored for. I felt it a privilege to make the gift of Christ's object lessons to the schools. Through the skill and faithfulness of those who have sold the books, this gift has helped to bring to the schools the sum of $300,000. Yet in comparison with what might have been accomplished, very little has yet been done in selling this book to outside parties. When I consider how little genuine interest has sometimes been manifested at our camp meetings in the success of this enterprise, how little effort has been put forth to educate the students and workers in handling the book, I am urged to say that God is not in any way glorified by such an indifferent course. And now I am bidden to say to our people, try your skill in selling Ministry of Healing for the benefit of our sanitariums that have been fitted up at great expense for the treatment of the sick and suffering. The Spirit of God will send home the message of truth to hearts. If there is any class in the world who need the book Ministry of Healing, it is the sick. Then let no opportunity of reaching them be neglected. There is a valuable education to be obtained by those who scatter our publications like the leaves of autumn.